Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 25th of October, the year 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can find out more information about this incredible nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 with its mission to be improving the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. Now, the Mason Civic League is located at 1200 Washington Street in the uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. Of course, the birthplace of baseball and, of course, old Blue Eyes himself, the late, great Frank Sinatra. That's right, in the Mile Square City. You can visit their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also call them at 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088. Also, you can shoot me an email, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook. Folks, I also want to acknowledge Son Cubano. You can check out their website by going to www.soncubanonj.com. Now, for those of you that are not aware, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey. Just minutes outside of the Lincoln Tunnel, minutes outside of New York City, of course, easily accessible via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, Uber, and Lyft. So, again, it's one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants. And, again, Son Cubano brings you amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. So whether it's lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, call their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Once again, 201-399-2020. And make Son Cubano your destination any day of the week. I also want to give an acknowledgement here tonight, folks, to cromcakes.com. You can check out this great local media site at www.K-as-in-knife-R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. You can also check out www.roughrehab.org, which is R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. They're a great no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. So if you're looking to buy someone that great pet, whether it's a dog or cat, it's an amazing shelter run by my dear personal friend, Miss Ashley Cromcakes, again, the owner of cromcakes.com. Again, I have to give a special acknowledgement to her for her help and contributions to my breast cancer event last week, which I'll share more with you as the broadcast goes along here. Again, a professor's quest to save breasts, folks, raised $5,792 between all the online donations and, of course, everything we collected last week at Son Cubano. So it's a great accomplishment there last week. All-time record, of course. Big shout-out to Ashley Cromcakes, part of cromcakes.com, for contributing to the success of the event last week. And, of course, Son Cubano being the host venue, what can I tell you? It was a great, great venue. Again, listen, both my co-hosts, both Sandra Ramirez and Ashley Cromcakes, did an enormous amount of work to help me raise money and to also greet guests and just help make the event an overall success. So I thank them both. And again, special thanks to Son Cubano for being just an exceptional venue year after year for all of my philanthropic endeavors. So again, I want to thank cromcakes.com, roughrehab.org, Son Cubano from the Mason Civic League, as they bring you this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Folks, again, I want to give a special thanks to everyone tuning in tonight from wherever. And however they're listening in, whether it's on their PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet, hey, it's the best 30 minutes of dating advice you'll find anywhere online each and every week here on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, you want to call in this evening and opine about anything we're talking about, feel free to do so. Toll free, 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. Again, if you wish to call in and opine to the show, you can also write to the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. Feel free to find me on Twitter and send me a tweet at TheAmazingUribe. And also on Instagram, you can find me there as well. Follow me both on Instagram and Twitter. And on Instagram, you can follow me at @your_favorite_Fernando. Folks, hope you had a great weekend. I can tell you I had an amazing weekend having just done the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk on Sunday on behalf of the American Cancer Society again, having raised $5,792, a great accomplishment this year for me. I had an idea. I worked very hard at this event this year to really recruit a lot of sponsors, a lot of good contestants for my date auction. And just was not expecting the turnout that I did and also just the results. So again, I have so many people to thank from this past Friday night, all of my guests, my family, my significant other, my friends, the Guttenberg Police Department, specifically Detective Steve Diaz, the Guttenberg Township Mayor and Council, specifically Councilman Wayne Zitt, who did so much to help me during this event, of course. All of my great sponsors, so many to name, but again, just everyone who was involved with the Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. I can't thank you enough for helping me raise an all-time record, again, of $5,792 to benefit the American Cancer Society. So it was a great weekend. Great night this evening, opening night of the NBA. My world champion, Cleveland Cavaliers, with a W against the New York Knicks. One of many W's to come this season here for the reigning and defending world champion, Cleveland Cavaliers. So nice game tonight. And my Dallas Cowboys still 5-1, first place in the NFC East. Got a big game against the Eagles this Sunday, so I can't wait for that one as well. So, well, folks, again, I hope you had a great weekend since we last spoke here on the air. And certainly a little chillier now here in the New York City area. It is late October, so it should come as no surprise as the fall weather really is creeping up on us here tonight. And I wanted to cover something today on the show. And again, if you wish to call in opine this evening, please feel free to do so. 646-649-1926. I welcome all callers all across the great U.S. of A. All my great listeners, again, in Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way down to Miami, down to Dallas, Texas. Friends in Vegas, friends in Bakersfield, California. And as a matter of fact, got some new listeners in Chicago, Illinois. That's right, the home of the National League champion, Chicago Cubs. Got some friends there from grad school tuning in. It's always good to get a new audience all across the country here. So I wanted to share something with you tonight, folks, here. Again, as I've been looking at my book and just doing revisions and looking at a variety of different topics. What you try to think about, and as I'm doing this project and trying to finish it. And the podcast, as I told you from the very first day I started hosting this show, folks, it's not necessarily therapeutic for me because the book itself was very therapeutic to write. But the podcast itself has been something that's been very helpful. Consistently, I have received a tremendous amount of feedback and warmth from so many listeners, whether they've been former students or current students, friends of mine, colleagues, who enjoy the show, who enjoy what I have to say. They find it refreshing. They find it, you know, brutally honest, which is what I think you need to be on a podcast like this. And, you know, when you're talking about dating and you're talking about our relationships and our potential for relationships, I think it's important to really sort of be out there and be sincere, you know, and be sincere when we're talking about this. And, you know, it sort of gets us thinking that, and tonight, really what I wanted to sort of share with you is, you know, when you're dealing with a breakup, you know, being logical and using logic is truly the only way to get over it. And what I mean by that is, you know, let me just sort of preface it by saying that, you know, you think about the scenario where, you know, the person you thought would be in your life for a long time suddenly leaves. And your plans for a relationship become desolate. You know, it's natural to be upset for a week, a month, Listen, even for however long it takes you to grieve the loss of the future you plan with this person. But in the end, eventually you have to get over them. You have to move on, and that's the hardest part of the split itself. You know, the beginning is easy because you know how to react. You know, maybe you'll cry, you eat a big bowl of ice cream, you listen to a song that was your song, you know, as a couple on repeat over and over again for, let's say, weeks at a time. And you realize what you had was over, and you know what? It's your chance to be sad and melancholy and depressed to some extent. You know, ultimately, folks, it's, you know, it's when you finally have to pick yourself up from these feelings that requires the most strength. It's the moment in between the grieving and the moving on where you have to sort of make the decision to finally let go. And that seems, you know, infinitely harder, you know, to do. Listen, you have to build up that strength not to turn around and run back into that person's arms as if we were to see them again. And you have to stop looking through their social media, for example. You have to stop allowing yourself to daydream about them and stop hoping that, you know what, that they'll come back and ask you for forgiveness or that they'll somehow sweep you off your feet once again. And, you know, no matter how much it may seem like you want all of this to happen, you know, the goal is that you have to finally accept reality as it is. And the reality is that the relationship didn't work. You know, you two either weren't compatible, the timing was off, or that, you know, or that specific person simply didn't have the ability to love you the way you deserve to be loved. And that's tough for us to deal with sometimes, folks. You know, I look back, and when I was thinking about tonight's topic, I was thinking about, as I was looking at recent chapters and revisions, it sort of takes me back to a time where, you know, I look back at relationships, back at the way that they've all affected me. You know, and I think all any recent breakup that I can think of in the last few years, I know I've handled all. I like to think I handled it pretty well. Sometimes, you know, we can fall into very self-destructive behaviors. You go out drinking, you go out just looking to hook up immensely, and sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. And you know, when you're dealing with a breakup, it's again, listen, inevitably you're going to be sad, you're going to be down. And you know, when I think of my most recent breakups, I think of the way that I reacted. I think of the way that I conducted myself. I think of the way that I went about it, you know, how I handled it. I sort of, you know, go back and, you know, I look at my notes and my journal and stuff and look at some of the notes I took down over the last few years. And it's something that, you know, overall I'm pretty proud of. And I'll tell you why. You know, consistently what I've seen in terms of, you know, the way to deal with a breakup is to sort of approach it from a very logical and very rational perspective. And as I just said a few moments ago, you know, the reality is going to hit you at some point. Now, you know, it may not be within a week or a month. It may take several months. But the reality is that the relationship didn't work. You know, and again, that you weren't compatible with this person. The timing was off, that you just weren't dating at the right time of your lives, you know? And even when you think you can try to recoup that and maybe the timing will be better the next time around, those things just, they don't materialize, folks. And it's, you know, it's, like I said, it's something that while you want to, you know, cry about and you want to grieve, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks, it's important for you to sort of, you know, take a moment and breathe and just sit down and acknowledge that there's a reason that it's over. And at some point, so will your time to grieve about it. You know, it's also a matter of choosing not to cry over this person anymore. Like, they're just not worth the effort or the tears, you know. Listen, what needs to be recognized tonight by anyone listening is the fact that, you know, the person that decides to leave your life doesn't deserve to be in it anyway. You know, if they choose to hurt you and leave you in the dust to grieve on your own, guess what? They don't deserve to be thought about any longer than necessary. And like I said, you can cry, you can drink a few extra beers on the nights you go out, you can go hook up with someone new and indulge in every sappy love song on your playlist. But realize when it's time to move on and focus your energy on better things. And you know, another thing I really want to sort of convey tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and something that, again, for for those of you listening tonight and dealing with a breakup. You know, remember the lesson you've learned from that relationship. You know, why it didn't work out, why they weren't right for you, and then start doing you. You know, when you move on, it's entirely for yourself. You know, and even though, you know, your heart's telling you how much you want them back or how much you like to continue crying over them, you know, finally letting go of that person is going to lead you further than holding on ever will. And believe me, like I said, it feels so much better to remind yourself that you're better off without this person than to constantly wonder if they'll come back to you or anything like that. It's more rewarding to continue building your life than to be stuck waiting for them to come back into it. You know, and like I said, there are a lot of things you can do. I mean, you know, for the ladies, you know, buy yourself something new and nice, you know. For others, you know, engross yourself in your schoolwork. Make sure you're keeping up your GPA, making sure that you're not in danger of losing a scholarship if that's the case. You know, make some money. Start a new workout routine. You know, plan a trip with your friends. Even go on a date or something. You know, do things that are going to empower you and make you forget why you were sad in the first place. And then, and that's one of the things that, you know, it'll help you get past what's going on. And believe me, what I always tell my listeners and friends of mine that always ask me for advice is stay strong, because believe me, you're going to get over this person. You will get over this person. And I, you know, I look back in my life and I think about moments when, well, relationships didn't work out with certain women and how I was going to cope with it and how I dealt and whether or not I was going to, you know, be able to move on and be the same person. You know, and it sort of takes me back to, I'll give you an example tonight where, you know, it was one that rocked me really hard. And this is about a few years ago. This is about 6 years ago. And I remember dating a young lady named Danielle. And, you know, we were sort of like that couple. I remember my two female best friends at the time, they were just in awe of her. You know, she was, you know, gorgeous, you know, Italian girl raised from a, you know, pretty solid Italian family down central Jersey. I knew her for many years. And, you know, we really hit it off. And we were that couple that, you know, just, I don't know. It was something that, you know, throughout late 2009, going into most of 2010, going into the fall, it was something that, you know, it clicked and it worked. And, you know, suddenly over time, as she became very immersed in her career and very, very invested in her career, and I was happy for her. You know, she was running her own company. She was making like crazy amount of money. Imagine, this is, you know, as I'm still in graduate school, you know, teaching part-time, you know, bartending and, you know, dating her. And it was great. You know, it was sort of a great novelty. I didn't have to worry about money. I wasn't leeching off of her, but I didn't have to worry about money. And we were great, you know, on some vacations, you know, just were able to do some things. And, but I knew that at some point, just something that, you know, I was very uneasy about the amount of stress that she put on herself with this profession and this career and her company. And I knew that at some point it would, it might be a breaking point. And, you know, more times than not, when I have a gut feeling about something or someone, it tends to be right. And I'm not talking about 60% of the time, 7 to 10, I'm talking about 99.9% of the time. And it just came a point. I remember it came a point in the, pretty much in the summer of 2010, you know, she became very fixated on her career. She became, you know, just very immersed in it, you know, working just a crazy amount of hours. And I knew at some point it was going to come back to haunt us because it was affecting us a little bit in terms of our time. And, you know, I'll never forget that conversation. I'll never forget that conversation we had where she said, listen, you know, I love you, Fernando, but I love my career more. And, you know, I have to, you know, this is, you know, I sacrificed a lot to put into this, and this is my career, this is my company, and I have to allocate the time that's necessary. And when she sort of fed me this line during the discussion, she was like, it's not that I don't love you, I do, you know, but I have to, you know, love myself more, you know, like my career comes first. And I remember hearing that and it stung because I never remember ever saying that to someone in my dating history. No, if I ever dated a woman, I don't think I ever used, you know, being in grad school or my career as an excuse not to be with them. So it was very, very, you know, difficult to sit there and hear those words, you know, regurgitated at me. And it stung. I'm not going to lie to you. It stung. And I remember for the rest of that summer, it was hard. You know, we still talked and we still hung out and we still messed around, but it got to a point where it just, you know, we couldn't talk anymore. It was just painful. And I remember not talking to her for the rest of the year. And then, you know, right around the beginning of 2011, I started dating somebody new, and that was fine. And I think that helped in the grieving. But, you know, for the rest of sort of the fall of 2010, it was hard. It was really, really hard. And I know that my friends noticed it because they knew, you know, what we meant to each other. And they knew how, you know, what my thought process was. And when I sat down and I talked with them and I explained everything, they, you know, they were just flabbergasted. And, you know, coincidentally, as some time passed, certainly reconnecting with her in a sense of, you know, running into her and then having conversations and just a lot of extracurricular things about that we had to talk about. You know, it was sort of, you know, humbling, I think. Not because I hadn't gotten over her. I did. You know, I got over her years ago. But during that time period, you know, and what I really want to convey to you guys tonight is that, you know, only you know how long you have to grieve. And I know that going into the, for example, that fall of 2010, I was not myself. I wasn't sure whether or not I wanted to host my breast cancer event at that time. And I remember not being, you know, all enthused about it, you know, and even though I had put the work into promoting it and everything, I mean, I got a great turnout and I was very, very, very happy about it. You know, I was very fortunate, you know, in terms of the effort I put in. And I remember, you know, raising over $2,600 that night, you know, in Hoboken for my breast cancer event that October. And I remember just, you know, luckily, that kept me busy. You know, the fact that I was in grad school, the fact that I was working on my dissertation, the fact that I was being productive, I was teaching. I mean, that helped me, you know, and as I urge all of you to listen today, you know, it's important that when you're dealing with a breakup, it's normal to be emotional. It's normal to be a mess. And sometimes you don't want to get out of bed. You want to just be curled up in a ball under a blanket and, you know, watch shows or listen to music or, you know, scroll through your albums and sort of, you know, reminisce about what it was like to sort of still be together. And that's normal. And I understand that. And I don't ever begrudge anyone for feeling that way. Because, again, you know, I'm someone that has been through heartbreak. You know, I've also administered heartbreak, which I'm not proud of, nor am I happy about. But, you know, again, that's sort of the realities about dating, that it's going to happen. And for those of us that deal with heartbreak, you know, yes, it's the immediate reaction is to be emotional, is to be devastated, is to grieve. But like I tell you, what's important in the weeks and months after a breakup, you have to be strong. You have to be rational. You have to be logical. And like I said, whether it's the example that I just gave you now from 2010, or even, you know, listen, at the end of a few years ago, that was another breakup that I went through. And that was sort of tough too, because I remember that that was a pretty tumultuous time for me. I remember my friend seeing me upset and seeing me, you know, demoralized and wondering, well, you know, and a lot of my friends, I remember at the time, looked at me and said, well, you know, if there's anyone that can bounce back from this, it's Fernando. He's like the tough cookie of our group, and he's the one that has a good head on his shoulders and he can deal with it. And I don't know, I think I really benefited from sort of like that moral support from my friends in dealing with that breakup and being able to move on as fast as I did. And that's one of the things I think I've learned about breakups, folks. And I think we all grieve differently. It's funny, my friends look at me sometimes and tell me I'm like the Wolverine of healing, both, you know, well, not physically sometimes, but more emotionally. And they laugh and they would say, well, you know, Fernando doesn't grieve very long because Fernando is able to just sort of bounce back and date somebody new right away. And I mean, I don't think that's accurate. I wouldn't say right away. I think that there's a certain grieving process I think we all go through as people. But it's important, folks, to be logical, to be rational, you know. And I've talked about it before in previous episodes. And, you know, again, just sort of in closing today, you know, when we think about those breakups, It's important to keep a good head on your shoulders, to be logical, to be rational. You know, don't let your emotions get the better of you. You know, have a good head on your shoulders. You know, do your best to try to move on and be productive, and at the same time, be a better you. And I guarantee you that, you know, in the end, you know, it's that person's loss, not yours. And I learned that. You know, an example I just gave you back from an old girlfriend in 2010, as I mentioned, you know, having talked with her some years later and sort of, you know, airing things out, you know, it was good to sort of get that acknowledgement face to face, you know, that she did mess up. And the fact that everything that she had so invested her time and her effort into her company failed. And, you know, she's sort of starting from scratch again and having to rebuild her life. And I'm not going to lie to you, I think a part of me was happy to hear that. But part of me felt bad for her because, you know, she's still a person, you know. But it wasn't meant to be. Timing was off. There's a variety of different things. But I learned, you know, that sometimes, you know, you're going to have the chance, if you're patient enough, to get the last laugh, especially. And I've been fortunate enough to live through that and get the last laugh. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to do that and experience it, it's a great feeling. So, all right, folks, again, if you had any moment tonight that you missed any part of the podcast, please check out www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernandiRebe. Tonight's episode will be available after midnight Eastern Standard Time, and all of my previous episodes are there free of charge to listen to from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet. Again, folks, I want to thank this week's sponsors, again, the Mason Civic League. You can check out their website, www.masoncivic.org. They are located at 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 201-706-8088. Again, 201-706-8088. You can also like them on Facebook. Also, folks, I want to acknowledge Son Cubano. Again, you can check them out at www.soncubanonj.com. You can call them 7 days a week, 201-399-2020. For any lunch, dinner, or brunch reservation, make sure you call Son Cubano. Don't forget to make sure you like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to acknowledge, lastly, folks, cromcakes.com, a great website, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. And also www.roughrehab.com. .org. That's RUFFREHAB.org. They're a great no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. So, folks, you have that special someone, you want to give them that pet that they've been looking for, look no further than Rough Rehab in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Again, special thanks to Rough Rehab, Cromcakes.com, Son Cubano, and, of course, the Mason Civic League for bringing you the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere in these United States of America. Each and every week right here on Blog Talk Radio, it's Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Good night, Cleveland, Ohio, the home of the reigning and defending NBA champion, my Cleveland Cavaliers. Have a good one, folks. See you next week here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, stay classy, everyone.
We'll be right back.